أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربك لبالمرصاد. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how Allah Ta'ala had destroyed three particular nations, the people of Ad, Thamud, and also the people of Fir'aun. And besides this, there are many other nations also which Allah Ta'ala had destroyed, and which examples Allah had given in different places in the Quran Sharif. And these were in this world Allah had destroyed them, so that other people of later times can take lesson from this and see what the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala leads to right in this world already. And the main Allah wants to save us from the punishment of the Akhirah. By seeing that how Allah's punishments come in this world, we take a lesson and we save ourselves from punishment of this world also, and from the punishment of the year after. This ayat, though it is a short ayat, but it has got in more than enough relevance and meaning in it for our reformation and to think of our condition. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. بِيشَكْ تِرَا رَبْ لَگَا هِي كَحَاتْ مِنْ. Undoubtedly, your Rabb Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you. To understand this in a little bit, like a boss who is vigilant, he watches all his workers all the time. His drivers of his trucks, everything, all the time he keeps an eye on them. And if he becomes suspicious of any particular one, then moreover he watches him. And he won't just take him to task for the first mistake that he makes, but he will watch him, where is he going, where, how much time is he spending, how much money is he taking for petrol, whatever the case may be. He's watching him carefully and he's collecting all that information. And then at the appropriate time, when he feels I've got now sufficient information and now is the right time, then he will call him and he will take him to task very severely. And unfortunately, in our times now, also, which is a reality, to understand this also, many a wife, when she is vigilant, she watches her husband, what is he doing, where is he going, what is he doing. But when she becomes suspicious of him, then she collects more than enough information. From his cell phone, from all other things, or everything, she collects information. And then at the appropriate time, she confronts him or she makes a big issue about it. And more than enough such cases are coming to fore on an almost daily basis. So like this, how they keep watch, Allah Ta'ala is also vigilant all the time. And like no boss can ever be vigilant and watching his staff, like no wife or husband can ever be so vigilant and watching one another, Allah is watching us all the time. And every information Allah Ta'ala gathers all the time. And then when Allah in His wisdom, when He wants to, then He takes a person to task. When Allah is kind to a person, Allah opens his faults upon him. And he realizes that I have been doing wrong all this time. He makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he corrects his life. But when a person, Allah's fadl is not on him, then he still just carries on in his wrong ways. And he's doing everything wrong all the time. And then Allah Ta'ala suddenly takes him to task. When on that appropriate time, and when Allah's azab comes like this, a person doesn't know where he stands, what happened, and how the ground has been pulled out from under his feet. May Allah protect us all. And this ayat, if we ponder about it, just that inna rabbaka labil mirsad, your Rabb Allah is watching you and is waiting for you to take you to task. It is not that Allah Ta'ala and a'udhu billah is a cruel Rabb and just wanting to punish us. Allah gives more than enough respite to a person, more than enough time for a person to make tawbah, to make istighfar. It is like filling a cup with something, with all dirt and filth. If we keep on emptying the cup, making tawbah istighfar, then we are a bit safe still. But if we don't, and the dirt and filth now overflows, That is the time now when we have gone over the limit with our sins and our evil. Allah doesn't take a person to task on the first mistake he makes. But when that cups get full and it overflows now, then Allah takes a person to task. So we all should be very, very careful. And Allah is again that merciful, kind Allah who has left the doors of Tawbah open for us. When we make Tawbah and we start, and fortunate is that person who starts focusing on himself and he sees that I've been doing this wrong, I've been doing that wrong. Whatever it may be, within the family also, with the wife, with the children, how we are treating them. Further than that, all other matters also, a person must be very, very conscious about himself. We are very much worried about how to get the ummah right today. Very little we are worried how to get ourselves right. We have to be very concerned about ourselves also, and it is our duty then to see about the ummah also and how they also can be corrected. But in the process, we must not forget ourselves, and we must realize that Allah is watching us all the time and every action, and Allah's knowledge is such that nobody can ever challenge the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah will present the facts in front of us, there will be no room for any refuting it, no room for any, for even doubting it. Things will come so clear to us that we will see what, how we had led our lives. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to worry about ourselves and correct our lives with Allah Ta'ala. We are responsible and answerable. The greatest is to Allah Ta'ala. And if a person looks at it from one other angle, what was ni'mat of Allah upon us? And in spite of that, we still go, we break His laws all the time. One way we break His laws. And the sad part is, we don't even think that we are breaking the laws of Allah. There are so many laws of Allah that we are breaking all the time, and we are all guilty. Everyone is guilty. And the thing is to turn with repentance to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great ayat, short as it is, but more than enough to correct our lives and correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. And when we correct our matters with Allah, Allah corrects our matters with the creation also. And Allah puts things right. So our primary worry must be to correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.